Bill Bellamy, he's in the Miami studios this morning, dude, with me.
I'm out here in the 305. Like, we turned up, man. We got on flip-flops. We got little, you know, we got the little umbrellas in our drinks. We feeling good.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Who's on deck?
We got Sherry Shepherd. It's Thursday. She's out in Los Angeles.
Sherry. Ooh, I love Sherry.
Boy. And in the studio with her is your boy, Jay Anthony Brown.
Jay Anthony Hot Sauce Brown, baby.
And your girl, Sybil.
I like my new name, Billy. I like it.
Sybil, baby. What's up, baby?
Good,
you know you owe me some doggone vanilla shake. No, you owe me some. No, I want some banana bread from you this time. Last time I asked for red velvet.
Real velvet cake now. Yeah.
It's time for a little known Black History fact. We celebrate Black History every day, not just in the month of February. William Banks first made history after creating Detroit's first black-owned radio station. On this day in 1975, Mr. Banks debuted the television version of WGRP Network with original programming aimed toward Detroit's urban viewers. Mr. Banks, the son of a Kentucky sharecropper, was a lawyer, minister, and founder of the International Free and Accepted Martin Masons. Using a variety of fundraising tactics, Mr. Banks was able to get WGRP-TV off the ground with $4 million on hand. The station's call letters stood for Where God's Presence Radiates. Now, back in the day, you know,
it meant
call letters meant something.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now we just got what the hell, WTH, you know. We don't have, like, the good stuff like we used to.
Yeah, like in Chicago, WVON. Voice of the Negro.
Oh!
You didn't know that?
Yeah. Man, that was dope.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't know that.
WGRP, Where God's Presence Radiates. And WGRP enjoyed popularity among the audience it served. Two shows, talk program Arab Voice of Detroit and the dance program The Scene, kept ratings afloat for the network. In the 1990s, the station's ratings and reach began to plummet. The network was sold to CBS in 1995, much to the dismay of Detroit's black community.
Wow.
And that's your little-known Black History fact.
I like Black History facts, though, Tom.
Thank you.
They're amazing. Like, I don't know, I have street Black History facts. Like, there was a crackhead Larry. He was the first person to run through a glass window with a TV and didn't get cut. It's documented.
WGPR.
Okay. It's early, people. Let the man have a break.